Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, May 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A relatively quiet day on Wall Street ahead of tomorrow's expected Federal Reserve decision on interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 67 points to close at about 33,129. The S&P 500 was up 20 points, and the NASDAQ added nearly 28. Investors today also pored over another batch of corporate earnings. Investment firm KKR rose more than 2.5% after its earnings came in above analyst estimates. Estee Lauder lost 5.8% after the makeup company lowered its revenue and earnings outlook. And shares of the education company Chegg tumbled more than 30% a day after its CEO said that inflation is turning some higher education students away from enrollment. After the bell, ride-sharing company Lyft said a rebound in ridership after January's surge in COVID-19 cases helped first-quarter earnings come in ahead of Wall Street expectations. But shares fell nearly 25% after hours, as Lyft's plan to invest in the current quarter to attract drivers spooked investors, since the spending cuts into operating profit. But Airbnb shares gained about 3% after hours. The company said its revenue climbed 70% last quarter and will rise through the summer as people continue to book suburban rentals. Starbucks reported higher quarterly sales and profit in its first financial results since Howard Schultz's return as CEO last month. The coffee chain also said it'll boost pay for some U.S. baristas, but it's only guaranteeing the wage bump for cafes that haven't unionized. Shares rose 3.5% after hours. And in corporate headlines, we report exclusively that Elon Musk, who's agreed to take Twitter private in a $44 billion deal, has told potential investors he plans to stage an initial public offering of Twitter within at least 3 years of buying it. Elsewhere, shares of Western Digital rose more than 14% after the activist hedge fund Elliott Investment Management disclosed a roughly 6% stake in the data storage company. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.